Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming program author Pamela Foland, and she is the author of Megan's Munchkins. Pamela, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I grew up in Plano, Texas, just north of Dallas, and have been an avid pet lover all of my life. I graduated from UTD with a Bachelor of Science in Biology and a minor in Business, and have worked in pet hotels and pet resorts as a dog trainer, animal behaviorist, and teaching pet first aid and CPR classes.
So tell us about your book.
Megan's Munchkins is about 13-year-old Megan, who finds and raises in secret an abandoned litter of kittens because she's been told over and over by her parents that she's not responsible enough to have a pet, but she can't help but want to raise these babies. So she decides to raise them in secret to prove to her parents once and for all that she is responsible. This is based on my real life experience of raising kittens. I found and bottle raised the litter of kittens 5 years ago.
So who did you write your book for specifically?
It is a middle grade fiction book series for especially girls ages 8 to 13 years old, but I also have pet-loving adults that enjoy reading it.
Could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
The central message is kind of twofold. One being that I put realistic pet care details into the story to teach young readers the proper way to care for a pet and how much work does go into it. But there's also realistic growing up lessons such as responsibility, honesty, the value of money, that type of lessons as well.
If you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Growing up with compassion for pets and knowing how to properly take care of them.
Now, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
The Thoroughbred series by Joanna Campbell, because like Joanna Campbell's series, The Thoroughbreds, I too have put realistic pet care details in there, just like she does with the horses, as well as teaching in a fun-to-read way the values of growing up.
Tell us about some of the characters in the book.
Megan Thompson is the heroine of the book series. She's 13 years old, and she's not your typical girl that's reaching maturity. She isn't interested in boys or clothes or makeup. She only wants to have a pet of her very own. She has a best friend, Jill, that is your typical boy crazy 13-year-old girl. So I've kind of made them the polar opposites. They say opposites attract, so it puts a fun dynamic between the two characters. Megan also has an older brother who is married and living in another house, but she's still very, very close to Kevin, and he is actually the first one that she confides in when she has found the litter of kittens that she is raising and reveals her whole plan to convince her parents to let her keep her kittens.
Now, did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
Oh, definitely, yes. I grew up surrounded by pets for my entire childhood. Writing has always been a passion and hobby for me. So when I found the kittens and got inspired to start my book series, it was definitely something that came easily and naturally for me because I had already been writing in some form for years and had multiple experiences in different pet care environments.
What can you tell us about your genre and why you prefer to write in that genre?
I love the middle grade fiction because that has always been my favorite genre to read. Even now as an adult, I still will go back to the books like The Babysitter's Club that was popular in the middle grade genre when I was growing up.
What's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
It has been meeting the young readers and their families at different events and being able to share my stories with them and actually getting to see the excitement. I had one young reader that purchased the Megan's Munchkins from me 1 week at the local farmers market that I was at. And then she came back, and a couple weeks later, she had purchased the second book, and she was so excited telling me about Megan's Munchkins and everything that she'd read. She was actually recounting the story to me. So that was very rewarding to see the excitement that the book causes in readers.
How would you describe your writing style?
It is a narrative writing style. I am telling the story about Megan and her adventures with the kittens and raising them. I'm describing everything that is happening in a fun way with realistic pet care details, as well as subtle messages about learning responsibility and honesty.
Who or what would you say influenced your writing the most?
There are several things that has influenced my writing, one being the middle grade book series like Joanna Campbell's The Thoroughbreds that I read as I was growing up, as well as young adult, and also my parents encouraging me that I could do absolutely anything that I set my mind to, so that their confidence in me gave me the courage to keep writing and keep working until I got my book out.
Now, are your characters pure fiction, or do you draw from people you know in real life?
The main character, Megan, that is in the book is based upon myself, largely. I've given her lots of my habits, my terms of endearment for the kittens, and her way of behaving and speaking is based upon myself at 13 years old. The other characters are just kind of an compilation of people or pure fiction.
If you had to choose, would you say you're more of a character artist or more a plot-driven writer?
I'm more a plot-driven writer. Actually, when I was drafting the story for Megan's Munchkins, I didn't have a name for Megan for about the first 20 or 30 pages. I knew where the story was going. I knew I wanted the heroine to find the kittens and raise them in secret from her parents, but it wasn't until I was, I'd say, about 30 pages in that suddenly the name Megan came to me and stuck.
So based on your experience as a writer, what's the one recommendation you would make to authors just starting out?
Do your research and really learn the publishing industry and the marketing industry before you put your book out for publication, and then don't stop learning. Like anything, the publishing world is always changing, so I keep reading everything I can get my hands on publishing and marketing books. So just keep learning and keep writing.
Other than selling your book, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
I'm hoping to be able to give children today the compassion and the love of pets and the understanding of the actual pet care requirements that it takes to have a pet. It's not a weekend hobby or a project for the summer. It's a long 10 to 14 year commitment. And I'm hoping to decrease the number of pets that are returned to the shelter with the note saying the child wouldn't take care of it, or the child lost interest in the pet, so we're surrendering it, because that just breaks my heart.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
It is written for girls ages 8 to 13 years old, especially girls who love pets and love reading about pets, and also parents, grandparents, teachers, librarians who are wanting to read about pets and teach the young people in their life about proper pet care.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's my name, PamelaFoland.com.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
PAMELAFOLAND.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Pamela Folland, and she is the author of Megan's Munchkins. Pamela, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day 24/7 by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. You can also visit our audio bookstore at theaudiobookmarket.com. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.